Hello to all my chaverim and yeshiva Charles Moshe and around the world. Continuing on Ashiur and Mishnayos, we are doing Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is in Daf Kuf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. And the Mishnah begins, Mefanim. As the Tver Israel says, it comes from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Pinisei Abayis, when Laban tells Yaakov that, come to my house, stay with us, we've cleaned out the house, Rashi, I believe, says there, cleaned it out from Avodah Zarah, but Pinisi means to clean out, so you can empty out, as Rashi the Rav here says, if you need the place to put Orchim, to sit by the Seuda, or to do Haseba by the Seuda, they mention, or Talmidim to hear a Drasha, then you're allowed to be Mefana, to empty out the space on Shabbos, and they say it's Dafka L'dvar Mitzvah, it's Mutter, and we're not afraid of Tircha B'Shabbos in such a case. The Mishnah says, how much mafanim can you do? Afilu arba chamish kubos, even four or five boxes. And the Rav says, that's lav dafka, four or five. But if you need, you can even take out even more to make room. Tesis Yantif brings in the Rashi and Dav Kuf Chav Zayin Re'alef, Divri Amaskel Ked Amri Inchi, that we mentioned the first number first, the smaller number first, the four. And if you need more, you'll take out more. That's why it says four first and then five. Means take a little bit and then take more. And even if you need more than five, you can take that out as well. And Taisus in Perikah Omnim, the end of Daf Ayates, writes that we don't say in such a case here, Lozu Avzu Kutani. Because since four is included in the five, it's just adding on to the four. So it's not a case of Lozu, not only this, but even that. But because the four is part of the five in this case. And he says here that he thinks that the Mizpah of 4 and 5 is something that's used a lot all over Shas. And that's why the Tanna used this Lashon. He brings a lot of different examples. If you want to check it out there in Taisus Yantif, where over in Shas they mention 4 or 5. The Rashba, Daf Kuf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph, Divrei Omaskel Hagi Gersinan Rashi, says, we're talking about a kupa that has a specific size. And the Taisus of Yerushalmi mentions from the Yerushalmi that every kupa has three sa'. So, as the Rebbeinu Chanan says, the sum of all the kupas would be 15 sa', 15 times the 5. 3 times the 5 would give you the 15. The Ramban, Daf Kuf, Chav Zayin, and Aleph, Tifrika Maskel, Hagar Sinin, Tavua Tzibura, says that according to the Bavli, it can even be bigger sizes than that. That was Yerushalmi. It's possibly the Bavli even will allow you to do even bigger sizes than the three saw kupa. And the Tver Israel says, four and five, he explains it to be four from an otzar of five kupos. If you have a warehouse that holds a total of five kupas, you can take four of them, and five even from a larger warehouse. So, we said here, you can empty out even four or five kupos, shel teven v'shel tefuah, the Mishnah says, whether it's straw or grain. Israel says, this is a lozu, he believes is lozu afzu ktani. Since what we're telling you in the Mishnah is not to tell you what's mutter through your metaltal of muksa, because these aren't muksa, these are chazi, the behemoth could eat them. And certainly if we're holding like Reb Shimon, that this type of muksa it would not be aser. But it's telling you that the tercha is mutter, as Aruch Chaim has in Siman Shalom Gimel. So therefore it makes sense that even four kupas of tfua, of grain, which are heavier, more than the straw, still would be mutter. And even the kupas of straw, which aren't that heavy, certainly as long as it's not for the tzarach of the archim, it would be aser. So that's what each one is telling you. Or it's telling you a chiddush, a kamashmalan, that even with straw, he shouldn't clean out the whole otzer, even though it's bigger than the seeds of the tefuah. Now, so when can we do this? Mipnei ha'archen. We can do it because of Archim. First Israel says we need it for a Tzudas Mitzvah or to make a place for the Archim that are coming from a different area. But if they're both missing, both of these are missing, it's not considered an oreach. It's not a sudas mitzvah, and it's just like your next door neighbor. That's not considered having him for a meal as a hachnasas arachim. It's brought in Siman Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. The Ramah from the Trumas Hadesh and Siman Ayin Beis says it's not considered arachim only if they are actually staying at his place, or that he is inviting arachim that stayed other people near him. And the Beis Yosef says, but if you just invite your friend to eat by you, that's not considered archem, and it's not a sudas mitzvah, just a sudas rishus. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tzitz says, kol makom, if you're masmin your friend that he should come because you want to give him kavod, then he's considered like an ireach as far as the fact that you can clean up, make space for him, even though it's a terecha on Shabbos. So if the ireach, uvipnei bitl beis medrash, as the Tiferes Yisrael says, for the Talmidim that are coming to hear at Rasha, that's considered Tzarech Mitzvah, so therefore that Tzarech is Mutter. And it mentions Archim first, and then it mentions the Beis Medrash, as a Lozu of Zugatani, to tell you that Archim is a bigger Mitzvah. That God Alachnas is Archim, Yosem Kabbalah Spei Shechina, so we do the Archim you mentioned first, and not only that, certainly the learning part. Okay, for the Talmidim. Avalos Otzer, but the Mishnah says don't do the Otzer, the warehouse. Rav says, Kolomar, don't empty out completely the Otzer until you get to the ground of the floor of the actual floor of the warehouse, because then you might end up straightening out some holes, Ashviya Gumas, that's an Isser of a Binyan type on Shabbos. Says Yantiv, says, look in Mesachas Bey, a Perek Bey's Mishnah Zion. And I look there, and it's talking about sweeping between beds on Shabbos. They used to lie in the beds to eat, and then after the meal, they're able to sweep between them. And then the Rav explains there that since they were normally lay down and ate on these mitas, and it's a small place over there, we're not afraid that it might be a shvuy egumas. You might straighten out the floor as we're Chayesh in a house, which is a bigger space. And it's impossible that in a bigger place there won't be a hole. So there you're afraid that he might straighten out the hole. But in a small area, just where the beds were for them eating, you don't have to worry that there might be a hole there that he might straighten out. Tiferes Yisrael says the shear of four or five kupas is if a person is straight, one person is emptying out space for the tzarach of one orech. But if you have a lot of guests, then you a lot of people can each do for the tzarach of one orech, like the shear that we had here. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Lamed Gimel of Katan Vav says even if they're only all I have there is three or four kupas, it's usher to finishly complete out the otzer. That's from the Eliyahu Rabbah. Now the mission continues. Mafanim, you can empty, as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, based on the reasons we had before. You can be mafana, truma gitahora, as Rashi says. What can you be mafana? Something that's right to eat, like this, which is truma tahora, which is chazay to give to the behemoth of a coin. But truma tameya, you can't move on Shabbos Yantav, because even for the behemoth of a coin, it's not chazay for Shabbos. That even though in a chol you can give it, as it says in Chol Shah, Parak Chol Shah, Pesachim Daf Lam Beis Met Aleph, that if a kohen wants, he can give his truma food to the dog on Shabbos, and on Yantif, it's not something right to him, because here you're actually destroying it from the world, or either by you would normally burn it or give it to an animal. And we have a din, aim of iron, truma, tamei, for kachem, yantif. We're not allowed to destroy truma, tamei, and kachem, and yantif, as we have in daf before, in daf chaf gimel beis, which says there, ain madlikim shem sreifa. You can't light the Shabbos neiros with shem and sreifa, biyantif, means truma that became tamei. And the reason we said there is because ain sar from kachem yantif, we don't allow you to burn kachem yantif. So truma tahara, you'd be able to move on Shabbos, not truma tamei. Ramban and Balamar here, and Taisus and Beya, Dav Chavzayim and Beis, argue on Rashi, and they hold that you're not allowed to give Terumah Tameah to your animal on a weekday. Rav says, here we're allowing you to move Terumah to Tahara. It means even the Yisrael can move it, even though he can't eat the Terumah, but he could then move it and clean it out because a Kohen could eat it. He could give it to a Kohen to eat. Now, Udumai. Udumai is something you're allowed to move around on Shabbos Yantif, the Rav says, because it's something the Anim could use. As it says, Machlinas Ani and Udumai. This is something we're not sure if the Terumah and Maaser were taken out. We can give it to the Anim. And since Anim could use it, if you want, you can be Mafkar in the Chasim and be an Ani, and it would be something available for you. So here now, even though he hasn't yet be Mafkar in the Chasim, it's considered something that's roy for him to eat eventually, so it's not Muksa, and there's no problem here. Tosfos Yantif says that Tosfos writes that it could have said before by Truma, since it's Chasi to a Kohen. Okay, so but only since we find the reason that even for him now it's Chazi, so we mention it here that the Tumai is Chazi for himself, the person himself, because he could make himself poor and he could eat it. Before, well, he couldn't do anything with the Terumah Tahara, so we had to mention the it's going. It could go to the Kohen. Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger brings that the Rashba writes that Dafka Terumah is Mutter to Yisrael, because it's something that he can move, because it's something that's ready to be given to a Kohen. But to Mai, which is not ready at the for the Aniyam, only that he could hold it for himself if he's mafresh from it. And since that today, since today it's asri mafresh, it's not chazi today for anything. But since, if he wanted to, he could make it ready. So here's, now it's also, he can move it, because it's right for him on Erev Shabbos, so he could have made it beforehand. Now, Maisa Rishon Shenit L'Trumaso, the Mishnah says, is another instance of something he can move on Shabbos. The Rav says that the Trumas Maisa was taken from this food, but the Terumah Gedola was not yet taken. Like if the Ben Levi comes early in the process, and he takes the miser while it is still in the stalks, that it still doesn't have the din of a chiyuv of truma, because the grain is not chayiv and truma gedola until it is smoothed out in the pile. And this person who went and took it early, and he took the miser from the stalks, he's only going to be mafresh the truma's miser alone, and it's mutter b'achila, even though he wasn't mafresh from it, the Terumah Gedola. So the Tzvar Yisrael says that if it wasn't the fact that he came early and took it while it was with the stalks, it would be tevel. If nothing was taken from it at all, it's tevel, and it's aser b'tiltel. The Maaser Sheni v'Hektish and Niftu, another case of things that he could move. The Rav says, what does that mean, Maaser Sheni v'Hektish and Niftu? That they were paid it from Hektish, and they paid the amount, the value of the item they were poda, but they're supposed to also give a chomesh. And they didn't do that yet. So we learn from here, it's considered that it's podri, and the chomesh is just something they owe extra that the Baalim owe. Okay, also, Tormas Hayavesh, the mission says, it's a lupine type of plant. Why is that something you could move? Imneshu Michael Aniyam, this is something that Aniyam would eat, so it is roy to be eaten, so it's not a muksa item. Tefer Yisrael says, but if it was not yavish, if it was moist, it would be very bitter, and then you couldn't eat it, and then you couldn't move it because it would be muksa. The Gemara in the Meiri says, this is Girza, not Michael Aniyam, but Michael Isim, something that goats would eat. Avolo, so we mentioned all the different items that you could possibly eat, and therefore it's not muksa. Avolo as a tevel, you can't move tevel, Rav says, even tevel drabanan, like it was grown in a flower pot without a hole underneath it connecting it to the ground, that would be tevel. He still have to take off trumat, drabanan from that plant. So if he didn't, that would be tevel, and he can't move it, Taisi Yantra says, because tevel is also not kazi for a coin. He's also to a kohen to eat from his fruits before any trumas were taken off of it. Even though he's eventually going to get the truma, but he can't eat it unless the truma was taken off first. It's tevel, as the Rambam paskins in the first paragraph of Hilchos Maisris. And also, lo maisa rishon shalom et truma. So if the maisa rishon didn't have the truma taken off, as Rav says, that if the Ben Levi comes and he takes the maaser after it was already smoothed out, the grain was smoothed out in the pile, before that they took from it the Truma Gedola, then it was ready Mechuyev and Truma Gedola. But they didn't take off the Truma Gedola, and all they took off was this maaser. That's maaser Rishon Shalom Nitna Truma, so we're talking about here. And since it was smoothed out in the pile, and it was Mechuyev and Truma, so when he takes the maaser Rishon, even though he's mafresh from that, the Truma's maaser, still, as long as he wasn't mafresh the Truma Gedola, it's considered Tevel, and it's usher to move it on Shabbos. The Tiferes Yisrael says that he thinks that that's why we mention here also Trumaso, like we had in the Reisha, because here we're talking about that he came early in the Kri, he came to the Kri, to the pile, to take his matana, and it was Mechuyev and Truma Gedola. So that's also considered Truma Gedola, the Trumaso of the Maisris. And he's telling you that it wasn't nitzel all the trumas, that it was mechuyev to be mafresh from it. The truma gedola that he was supposed to be mafresh from the mice that he got, he didn't take off yet. Okay? It doesn't matter if he didn't take off the truma gedola or he didn't take the truma meiser. In any case, he didn't take off the correct truma, and it would be muksa. V'loz meiser sheni v'akta shlo nifto. And you can't move its usher, its muksa, to move meiser sheni and hektish that wasn't nifta yet. As Rav says, let's say he was podit, but he didn't do it completely in halacha, like he was podit the maaser sheni with the slabs of silver. Okay, and that's no good, because maaser sheni can only be podit with money that has a form to it, as it says in Devarim, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Chaf Hey, but sarta kesef biyadecha. Okay, it has to have a tzura, and hekdesh is not nifta in karka either, as it says in Vayikra, Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Something that you can hand over and not karka. You can't use that to be poda your maaser sheni and your hekdesh. Vloas haluf, and you can't move your luf, as Rashi and I explained, that's a type of grain, a type of kitnis, that, or beans that are not roy to eat in raw, even to an animal. And the Rav adds, The Rambam explains it's a type of onions. The Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Gimel Bei says you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, and therefore it's not raw, because you can't eat it raw, you can't cook it. So it's a muksa. Okay, also lo hardol, not mustard. Tiferes Yisrael says we're talking about mustard that's green, that it isn't even available ready for a dove to eat. And it's a place where there are no doves available to eat there. Check in what the Ron says. The Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis says, talking about the seeds of the mustard plant, that can only be eaten after you do the grinding, and you can't not allowed to grind on Shabbos, so it's not roy for achila. Rashi ben Gamliel Mater Beluf, he says, no, you can't eat the luf, those lupines. Neshu Michael Arvin, because ravens would eat it. Rashi Rabbi says, like rich people who raise these ravens, because it shows they're godless, they're gedula. It's a status symbol. And the Rav adds on, halacha is not like Rashi ben Gamliel, that you can't, even if the rich people raise these ravens, we don't allow you to move your luf, your plants. And Taisa Yantar says, the Tanakhama argues on Rav Shem Gamliel, because he holds that you're not allowed to move something which is a michael for a chayin oaf, as long when it's not in your rishus, unless it's something that people normally raise. Okay, and what the Rav mentions, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. He says, look in Erevin Perches Mishnah Zayin, and I checked there, and there he deals with the Klali Ashas, that Kol Makom Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishnah Seino Halacha Kamoso. So how come this we don't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel? It's in our Mishnah. According to the Klal, we should be able to pass like this. Tiferes Yisrael said, the Tanakhama answers, since it's not Motzi to have ravens around, because If it is something that is mutzri, then it's mutter even to move. It's not muksa even for someone who doesn't have them himself. That's what it says in Simon Shem Ches, Sif Chav Tes. Tesir Kir Eger brings from Tesis Daf Kuf Chav Ches Medav, the frame mask of Shem Gamliel, that what Shem Gamliel is matter in this loaf is certainly he's going to be matter the cardinal seed. And Tesir Kir Eger on the Rav says, when he says Magadlan Arvim Lagadul, it's a status symbol to raise these ravens, that all Kol Yisrael are considered B'nai Malachim. Okay, as Rav Shimon says previously at the end of Perek Yudalit in the Gemara, Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Rav Masala Arvim says another reason why people might raise these ravens, either for beauty or for recreational purposes, not necessarily the gedula for a status symbol. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_roth@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.